grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
America. Look, right off the bat, how good is that proper beats here, everyone? Pretty bloody good.
That's good.
How stoned are you, John?
I'm sober.
It's good sober, even. Like, you know it's good pizza if you're good sober.
No, it's delicious.
That's great pizza.
Mm.
Welcome, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back from your travels, mate. How was the big old first little conference? Did you find heaps of old friends that you never knew you had?
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Last Friday down in Wellington, we had the cannabis referendum conference at the James Cook Hotel on the terrace there. It was very nice and very kind of highbrow, or high-end, I should say. Very
tuxedos?
Good discussions.
No,
just
John,
about,
that's,
hey.
That's
about.
After party.
Yeah. No, you know, it was people who were serious and people who wanted to learn about what was going on and really get involved in a constructive way. You know? And there was just a very positive feeling in the air, and, you know, it wasn't even any smoking.
Did everyone reach agreement on, you know, like, the general course for everyone? Like, is everyone on the same wavelength? Are sort of different fractions going, no, this is our agenda, or is everyone on the same page now?
No, I think if people wanted to act in that way, they kind of weren't there. And and so the people that were there did want that, to work together and have unity. And that is how we're going to do it. You know, if we're working at cross purposes, then we're inefficient, or we're potentially undermining each other inadvertently, whatever. I think everyone there recognised that need to all be on the same page and have some unity. And while we all have different strengths and different things that we should do, to have a plan that we all kind of know where we're going to fit into and that. And there was a lot of very good discussions around different models and options, and some of those got reported in the media. TV1 was there. So we are on Marijuana Media, so we'll talk about how the media acts,
yes,
I guess,
absolutely.
On this issue. TV1 were there. They did some really good interviews and coverage and that while they were there, and this text-only report went up on their website. And initially I was like, oh, it's great, you know, because we don't watch the news. I didn't know that nothing had aired. So it turned out about 4 that afternoon, something else came up, and they pulled the story, and it never went to the TV, which is, but yeah, that's how they work. If people want to check out something that Russell Brown wrote on Public Address, he did a very in-depth coverage, and he was even chairing one of the sessions, which was a 90-minute discussion of the referendum process with Chloe Swarbrick and Jenny Anderson from Labour. And amazing people. Jenny was a bit of a revelation, of course, because we didn't know much about her, but it seems like she's going to take point for this for Labour. Certainly has a very good understanding of the issues as a former policy analyst for the police. So also, you know, and on that vein, we had Greg O'Connor talking there, who of course is a Labour MP now, but was the police unionist, the police association, for about 30 years, right? And people and very well known formerly as a opponent of drug law reform, but went to Colorado, went there and had a look for it for himself.
An opponent.
And came back,
An opponent.
But he came back converted, as you tend to do if you see the evidence for yourself with an open mind.
Okay.
And But as he was really pointing out, you can't go halfway. If you only decriminalise, if you only allow use or possession, you're not taking care of the criminal side of the supply, and you're not getting organised crime out of it, and therefore you have the unsafe supply of unknown strange substances and things like that. So he's like, go all the way, and Colorado, it's actually really tightly regulated, and I mean, everything is really controlled there, despite what people like to allege. And one of the things that came up is we thought down at the conference, who are our opponents? And to be honest, there's only really one, right? It's Family First and Bob McCroskey. He's the only one who will front for the prohibitionist side. No one else will. And he spreads these falsehoods and lies, and even down to things like always calling it dope rather than, example, medicinal cannabis or
negative,
whatever.
Negative vibes.
And the media give him the time of day. They actually print his views, and I think we actually need to call him out on it. It's one thing providing balance, but when people are just plain wrong, you shouldn't actually report what they have to say.
Right on, especially if you know better.
Exactly, which the media do.
Yeah.
But, you know, they feel like, oh, we've got to air their views.
We're
but
in the clickbait realm.
Don't.
We're in the clickbait realm these days, aren't we? Where it's like, look, what are those jerks saying? Something jerky. Cool.
So what's the next step for the little coalition that you've got down there?
Well, we want more partners on board, of course, and we also are organising local groups in all the main centres and covering all the parts of New Zealand. So, of course, you know, there's a lot of people at the conference, and one of the sessions was we had everyone get into their regional groupings and discuss local actions and things.
Nice.
So Auckland is a very big place, of course, so the question here is, do we have one action group or lots of them?
A super city group.
I think we want lots of them.
We're a super city, mate. We're super.
You know, and yeah, if you're from west or the shore or south or whatever, coming into town, it's kind of, you know, as I say, Auckland's broken up that way anyway, so yeah, eventually we'll get there. But
did anybody kind of blow your mind with like an idea that you hadn't heard yet?
Oh, mate, I've heard it all.
That's why I asked.
Impressed by the knowledge of people out there? Like, you know, like...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we've come a long way.
Because there's a lot of self-educating going on, because this is still an illegal thing. So it'd be amazing, surely, to see the amount of people that know all, you know, that are that invested. Mm. And also, it must kind of feel good for you, sort of meeting a bunch of people that are vibing out as hard as you have been. You know,
absolutely, I mean? Yeah. And that was one thing, was looking around the room and seeing that I probably only knew about 10% of the people there. I
mean, that's cool.
It was really cool.
Starting to come out from under the rocks.
Yeah. And you know, these days, the internet, and all the facts are out there, right? It's just if you choose to ignore them, like family first and that. But
if you want a gag, go and check their website out. It's fucking grim.
Say nope to dope? Is that the one?
It's full on propaganda. Oh. They've got the election, little orange election guy up there saying, say no to Dak. Little orange guy, what are you doing there? You told me to vote. Now you're telling me to do this on mouse.
That's not legal, is it? Someone should report that. We did pass some like resolutions of the conference.
Okay, great.
So that was cool. I've just got to find them. And we also had Helen Clark do a video. She couldn't be there, she's out of the country, but she did this really cool, inspiring piece to camera that we played, you know, for all the troops.
Did you line that one up?
No, it was a group effort, but it actually came off the back of the, she spoke at the med school a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So, that's awesome having her on side. And that video's on YouTube, actually. If you Google the Cannabis Referendum Conference and Helen Clark, you know, that'll come up.
Very nice.
Mate, I'm just not finding these resolutions, but keep going, you guys. Keep going. Keep talking.
Now,
cover for me.
Ross, I've seen something pop up in my Facebook feed this afternoon. Ross Bell. I don't know if it's him that's written this opinion piece for the Herald, but...
That last name? Bell.
It's Ross Bell from the Drug Foundation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a piece in the paper about legalising absolutely everything, including synthetics. That it's, you go the whole hog and make everything legal. That way it is controlled by the government and supplies managed, quality's managed, people do what they want.
A lot of jobs get created from that.
There's a lot of sense to that. That is a conversation that we need to have. Certainly the Law Commission recommended, after doing big deliberations and things, that is the kind of approach. It's what Helen Clark's grouping, the Global Commission on Drug Policy, it's what they advocate. It's what the Drug Foundation advocates. Normal itself has a bit of a narrow view, I guess, of targeting our efforts at cannabis law reform.
Criminalising
users doesn't help the situation no matter what the drug.
But let's make marijuana legal, John, and then see what that does, kind of thing, I think. Let's just... Maybe it's just that people don't have an option, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we like a baby steps situation.
Let's start with the obvious elephant in the room.
But I guess, if you look to Portugal or somewhere like that, they haven't gone whole hog, they just decriminalised everything. And it seems to have improved the situation somewhat.
Absolutely. If you can refocus the police into other things, then that's got to help both the police getting on with crimes that matter, but also, you know, they're not trained in, say, even things like drug overdoses, let alone dealing with people who are having a breakdown or people who have addiction issues. So, yes, they're part of the response, but they shouldn't be the only response. Yeah. And I think everyone agrees on that. It's just this thing about sending messages around laws. Oh, we can't possibly do that because it would give it the green light somehow. But, sure, I mean, something like synthetics, so people are dying from it.
Yeah.
That, changing the rules on that is
this year, apparently.
No, there's a lot of double counting there, you know. Okay. I think it's 10 this year, and there's a lot of coroner reports from last year and things.
Right.
It's still a bit, a lot of those numbers. But, as I say, criminalising users certainly doesn't help the situation.
Okay. Was there anything else, Chris?
Mate, the big news of the week, of course, is hemp foods became legal.
Oh, yeah! No longer a pet food. You don't have to go, this is for my Labrador. For these good...
Exactly. I mean, the animal feeds, of course, will stay as well. But now we finally can have, like, what I've got in in front of me here. Unfortunately, it's wrapped in plastic. But
Cup snacks.
This is some hemp protein, Nutra Organics. We've got this at the hemp store now.
Is that good for the games?
We're just working out if we can put it in shots of coffee in there, you know.
Is that good for games?
Come on down for an experiment, is what I'd say. Is it good for what?
Is it for the games?
The game? Oh, I get what you mean. I thought you were being offensive.
Well, most of the time.
What have we got? Well, one is creamy vanilla hemp protein for your alkaline green boost. And another is the Beauty Berries vegan collagen glow.
Where are these coming from?
These are from a local importer, but you know, I'm sure that there will be a whole bunch. These are all gluten free and vegan,
and then these little sachets. This is a big one.
We can grow hemp here already, right?
So, absolutely.
Is anyone trying to do this? Now that we can give it to people, I guess people maybe kick off into it, right?
It's a superfood.
Let's just remind everybody that hemp is a superfood, right? Like 100%.
Well, pretty much. I mean, that claim, I'm a bit rat on just that term, personally. Right. But it's certainly very nutritious, and it has all your essential fatty acids, high levels of protein, all that kind of thing.
Great for someone on a vegan diet.
More protein than meat in that, you know. Yeah. So now it can actually be sold for human consumption instead of animal feed. And I'm sure that we're going to get a whole bunch of local products getting developed, because we're a food producing country, I'm sure it's going to happen. It's just going to take a little while, because they kind of kept everyone waiting and unsure what the rules were going to be. So people
plant
haven't really
along
scaled
the river's
up.
Edge, eh?
Too late to get a license for this summer, if you're just thinking about it now. So, you know, it might take another growing season. But anyway, the door's open and hemp food's on the way.
Available at Old Mate?
I think every organic shop will probably have some in the next few weeks, but certainly at the hemp store we've got a bunch, and hopefully it'll be in supermarkets and stuff, right? That's all we really want.
Everywhere. There is a little health food section in Countdown Supermarket. I wandered past it. It's a really expensive sparkling water there and some odd teas.
Countdown's got hemp foods in Aussie under that macro range they do, so I'm sure that'll appear here.
Nice one, Chris.
Mm. Very good, cheers.
Catch you next week.
Hey, thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media. I'm in love with my